My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the book on salesmanship, which Lum sent for in an effort to pep up the sales at their Jot'em Down store, arrived today. And as we look in on the little community now, we find the old fellows down at their store, eagerly unwrapping the new volume. Listen.
Well, hurry up and unwrap it, Lum. I'm just busted to hear what it says.
Oh, this is the best idea I've ever had yet, Abner.
Well,
and they charged you $2 for it, but I, Grannies, I believe it's going to be worth it.
Doggies, them things does come high, don't they?
And Grannies, look at that. Ain't that a dandy?
For the land's sake.
Magic salesmanship. 60 secrets of sales success.
Secrets? My dog, is there something I just love is any kind of a secret.
Oh, you'll sure make Pine Ridge set up and take notice now.
Will
it? Yeah, all we got to do is read this book and we'll increase our sales 72% in 3 days.
72%?
That's what the advertisement said. Imagine selling 72 times as much stuff as we've been selling.
Well, we ain't got 72 times as much stuff here to sell, old Lum.
Grannies, maybe we better sit down and order a batch of stuff before we even read the book. No use to learn all these new ideas if we ain't got the merchandise to sell folks after they come in.
My dog is, if we do 72 times as much business as we've been doing, they're going to keep us hopping around here, you know it?
Oh, we'll be going in a dead run from morning till night. Won't have time for no more checker playing or visiting with folks.
Well, Lum, couldn't we just read about half the book and then just do half as much new business?
Well, we can get some extra clerks in here if we need them. I hate to start a book and stop and not find out how it comes out.
Yeah, well, go ahead and read it, Lum. We can order the stuff from the wholesale house after a while.
Yeah, we're going to have to make room for it in here, too. Stuff we've been buying a case at a time, like tomatoes and hominy, have to order them 72 cases at a time.
For the land's sake.
Oh, this is going to be just like a beehive in here. Now, sir, I feel sorry for Dick Huddleston over there in his store, running it using old-timey methods.
Poor feller.
He's such a nice feller, I'm a good mind to loan him the book again we get done reading it.
Well, now, let's don't do it for a few days, Lum. Wait till we get our business going good first.
Another thing, we'd be making 72 times as much money, too. Had you thought about that?
We will.
Why, sure. Just for $2, that's all the book costs. Right there's the best invest we ever made in our lives, Abner.
Yeah. Well, hurry up, read it. I'm just busting to hear them secrets.
Secrets?
Well, you said there were 60 secrets in there.
Oh, it says 60 secrets to sales success.
Well, good. I don't guess that's going to be hard to keep all of them, Olam. That's a lot of secrets, 60 of them.
Let's see here. I don't know whether to start at the first or jump around, sort of.
Why just start out and read it from kiver to kiver?
Well, the only thing, some customer might come in here before we get done reading the whole book, and by skipping around, sort of, we might have one or two ideas we could use on them before we even read the rest of it.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. This sounds interesting right here.
What's that?
The key to successful salesmanship lies in the four fundamental steps in selling.
Lies in what?
The four steps to sell stuff.
Well, what if they want a sack of flour or something out of the feed room?
Well, it works the same way, regardless of what they want.
Well, they're going to have to be awful long ones if I get back there in four steps. Fact is, I don't believe I can do it without taking a run at it, Lum.
Well, it don't mean actual steps, Abner.
Oh, it's all right to jump, huh?
No, means they're fixing to tell us four ways of selling stuff. I'll read it here. Number one, the approach, or getting the customer's attention.
Approach?
Yeah, when a customer comes in, how you walk up to them.
Well, some of them walks right up to you, though, Lum. If you're taking four steps, why, you'd walk right over them. Of course, you could take four steps backwards, I reckon. That's what they mean.
I told you it don't mean footsteps.
Well, jumping at them, you might scare them too long.
If you just hash up a minute, let me finish reading this, you'll understand what they mean without me trying to explain it.
Go ahead.
Contrary to general opinion, this step is as important in retail stores as it is in door-to-door or office selling.
I wish they'd write them books in little bitty words so about it could understand them.
Your approach should accomplish several things. A, the customer should be made to feel welcome and should be greeted with a genial smile. a cheery greeting, a happy smile, and a slap on the back is never wasted time.
Well, now, what does that mean, Lum?
Well, somebody comes in the store here, instead of just sitting there and asking them what they want, you're supposed to jump up and greet them with a smile. Good morning, Caleb, old boy. What can I do for you? You're looking uncommonly fine today.
Morning, Caleb. Where?
Well, he ain't coming in. I'm just using him for example.
Oh.
That's the way we ought to greet him.
Well, what are we being so nice to Caleb for all of a sudden?
Well, we ought to greet everybody that way.
Oh, go ahead.
B. Flattery is one of the world's greatest weapons. Every individual is flattered at your interest in his or her welfare.
Well, now, break that nut for me, Lum.
Well, anybody knows that. Pleases them when you ask them about their family and how the new baby is their house and all that stuff.
Well, I just sort of hate to pass compliments right in the body's face, you might say.
Here's an example here. It says, for example, I overheard a clerk say to a lady customer, good morning, Ms. Blank. I'm glad you dropped in.
Who's Ms. Blank?
I don't know, Abner. What difference does it make?
Must be that woman from Texas that's best in the sea stunkses.
This is just an example. Good morning, Ms. Blank. I'm glad you dropped in. We have some new perfume that's just made for you. Ms. Blank is naturally flattered at the clerk's personal interest, and even though she did not expect to buy perfume, she will invariably want to see it, and in most cases leaves the store with a bottle of the perfume that was just made for her.
Rack them up and shoot again, Lum. I must have jumped the track there on you, Summers.
Well, they're just explaining how to compliment people into buying stuff. Makes a customer think you had them in mind when you ordered the stuff from the wholesale house. Natural air, pleased and flattered.
Well, we ain't got no perfume here, though.
Well, no, we got some other things.
Well, that ain't gonna sound right, though, Lum. Some woman come in here and you say we got a can of sauerkraut back there. It looks just like you. And fat as Mamie Phillips is, I wouldn't dare tell her we had a wash tub back there that looked like her.
Well, you want to try to pass compliments on people, Abner. You got to pick out articles that are pretty.
Well, I'll try. Try anything once, I've always said.
Well, if we'll read this book careful, it won't be long before it'll start showing results. It knows what it's talking about, all right. I can tell that already.
Yeah, well, read some more.
Yeah, where was I at? Here. The second step, service. In the modern stores of today, service is the watchword. This is a vague term covering a multitude of points which...
Well, yonder comes Grandpappy Spears, Lum. Grandpap. Better not let him hear any of them secrets. He'll tell everybody in town.
Hi, Grannies. This is a good time to try out some of this stuff. I tell you, I'll let you wait on him, and after he leaves, I'll tell you the things you done wrong. I'll look at the book.
Oh, he don't want nothing. Just loafing. More likely wants to banner me for a game of checkers.
Well, now, that's the trouble. You just take it for granted that he don't want nothing. Thing to do is to sell him something. We always let him come in here and wait on himself, never offer to get up and help him. About all we do is just put it down on the books whenever he leaves.
Well, I'll try what you've been reading there if you want me to.
And don't forget, cheerful greeting, smile, flattery, and what was that other than service?
Yeah, be quiet. Here he comes. Yeah.
Morning, Grandpap. Well, howdy. How are you fellas this morning?
1, 2, 3, 4 steps. Well, morning, Grandpap. Oh, boy, proud to see you, kid.
Hey, what's going on here? Who do you think you're hitting anyway there?
I weren't hitting you. I was just slapping you on the back, greeting you.
Well, cut it out. Might not knock the breath out of me. Wait a minute. What you standing there grinning like a chessy cat for?
I'm just smiling at you because I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, I thought maybe I had my suspenders hooked up wrong again.
We got some hair ribbon back there. It looks just like you, Grandpap.
Hair ribbon?
Well, that's pretty.
Go ahead. What do you mean hair ribbon looks like me?
Well, I just thought maybe you'd like to buy it.
What in the name of goodness would I do with hair ribbon?
Oh, how's the new baby at your house?
What new baby?
I don't know. What one, Lum?
Ask him what you can do for him.
Oh, yeah. What can we do for you, Grandpap?
Oh, I just want a can of hominy and a box of soda crackers. I'll get them.
No, I'll get them for you now.
Well, I know where they're at. I ain't crippled.
No, now, we ain't going to let you wait on yourself down here no more.
Well, wait a minute here. What's come over you fellas all of a sudden? Don't trust me behind the counter, huh? Feared I'll steal something. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll just go down to Dick Huddleston's store to do my trading. He'll trust me behind his counter.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap.
Never mind apologizing. I knowed the minute I come in here something was wrong. I wouldn't do business with you fellas if this was the last door on this earth.
Well, I do know.
72%, huh? Let me look at that book again.